Welcome, Wade Grant, to the first of our council candidate interviews. Maybe to start off, tell our listeners a bit about who you are and what your background is.
Well, thanks a lot for having me. My name's Wade Grant. I've been born and raised in Vancouver. I've lived in the Musqueam community all my life, which is located at in South Vancouver near the mouth of the Fraser River. I was raised in that neighborhood. I went to Southlands Elementary School and was a graduate of Point Grey Secondary School in 1996. After high school, I went on to graduate in political science from the University of British Columbia and have since been working in many different capacities in different levels of government. At first, I was on Musqueam Chief and Council for 10 years, from 2004 until 2014. I've worked in the provincial government. I am a father of two young children, Eli and Isla. Isla is 7 years old and my son Eli is 10 years old. I am of Musqueam descent, but I'm also a quarter Chinese. My grandfather on my father's side immigrated to Vancouver in the 1920s and paid the head tax and met my grandmother, and they married and had four children. And my grandmother on my mother's side is Caucasian of Norwegian Scottish descent, who grew up in Richmond in the Steveston area. And she met my grandfather, Willard Sparrow, and married him in the 1940s, and they had 10 children. So I'm a descendant of many different cultural backgrounds and very proud to be a part of those backgrounds.
So why run as an independent and not, say, go with the Yes Vancouver or the NPA or one of the other slates that's out there?
I did, yeah, and as you said, I did, contemplate doing that, and I did. Hector and I have known each other for a number of years, and I looked at the whole situation and looking at how politics is being played right now, and then I went home and I looked at my children, and I looked at how my mother and my father would always say that no matter what, always remember your values and your teachings of who you are, and for me, to be able to really be true to my values and be true to who I've become, I didn't think I wanted to be, saddled with being able to have to toe a party line to do those sorts of things. I understand the relevance of the party system, but for me as a person from Musqueam, as a person who's grown up in the city, I think that I'm better suited to be able to make relationships and to build relationships if I'm not tied to a political affiliation, because that's what I've tried to do all my life, is to go across political lines, meet different people from different backgrounds, and try to foster those conversations. And I think those conversations are really what helps build this city.
So the solutions people are looking for in this election seem to be largely around housing. That's the issue on everyone's mind, according to every poll and survey. What do you see as the crisis, and what do you see as the solution?
Well, there's a number. Of course, I grew up in the city of Vancouver. I grew up on the west side, and I've seen the crisis firsthand because I have a number of friends who I went to high school with who grew up in that neighborhood, but cannot afford to live in this city. The city, of course, is becoming much more unaffordable for the majority of people who want to live here. And I see my friends having to move away or live in places they'd rather not live in because they have to make some sacrifices. I have a friend who's a father of a young child who's never had a bath in their life. From the day she was born up until I think she's 5 or 6 years old, they've only had a shower and never had a bath. And that's, that's some sort of comfort that as a child you want to have, you want to give to your children. So I see the crisis being that people need to find places where they can live comfortably and healthy, and being able to come home to a family. For me, I think that the crisis can be started. If you talk about the crisis, people always say that the number one issue is the housing crisis. But if you talk to 100 people, you'll have 100 ideas of what the actual issue is and what the solutions are. So that's where we go back to the point I'm talking about, is that each neighborhood and each person in those neighborhoods have an idea. People that live there right now, I've talked to people in different neighborhoods. Yes, they want to help out. They want to make sure that their great kids and their grandkids have a place to live when they grow up in the same neighborhood or in the same city they want to. But they don't want to have policies and ideas just forced upon their neighborhoods. I think we've really walked away from is having that sense of community, having that ability to talk to people, because I think people that have lived there have an expertise of what they want in their neighborhoods as well. But also people that haven't lived there have the right to say, I want to live in those types of neighborhoods. So I look forward to looking at different ideas, to finding those solutions. I'm not going to be the person that says that I have the solution, but I think that there are people out there that we can talk to that have those ideas and bring those people together. On the flip side as well, my background being with the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh, being a Musqueam band member as well, have seen the city grow up around us. I think that Musqueam has a role to play in this as well because of the number of developments that they have is going up in the city. But I think that they want to make sure that we have a sustainable growth. When I say that, they're not just wanting to go and build just for the sake of economic development. That's an important reason. But they want to make sure that we grow this city in a sustainable way, that the environment is taken into account as well. The environment being, we've seen a lot of our natural resources cut down without our input. But how do we make sure that we foster the environment, but also contribute to the city of Vancouver as well? So I'm looking forward to having those conversations, to making sure that we foster those relationships and start building a better city where everybody can call this place the best place to live in the world.
So housing's not the only issue facing the city. What do you see, if you were elected, the other issues you want to tackle, and what else are you concerned about?
I always talk about diversity in my campaign, because as being a mixed race person from Chinese First Nations and Caucasian descent, I've seen both the beauty of the city, but I've also seen the dark side of the city with respect to racism and stereotyping of different people. I look to my grandfather and my grandmothers on both sides, and seeing that they came together as the Chinese and First Nations, as the white and First Nations people, to create such a beautiful family, to look past those barriers. And I think that's what makes this city great, is the diversity of it. And I don't want us to start losing losing sight of the fact that everybody who comes here wants to make a better life for themselves. Everybody who comes here wants to have a place to call home. And everybody who comes here has great ideas to make this an even better place. So me embracing a diversity means going out and learning and listening and bringing those good ideas from different communities, different people that have come here. And on another thing that I look towards is I have spent a number of hours and days in the last little while at the Downtown East Side as well. Being of Aboriginal descent, once again, it breaks my heart to see that even though Aboriginal people make up a small percentage of the population in this country and in this city, they make a disproportionate amount of the population in that area. And to see my sisters and my brothers and my family from different communities down there, I think that that's where we need to start focusing as well. We've talked about people have talked about trying to solve that issue, but I think that once you go down there and you spend time and you start talking to people, and me having family that have gone down there, have lived down there, I think that taking their ideas and saying, what can we do to help lift you up, to make sure that you have the dignity and that you once again want to have, is something that I want to explore as well.
Great. Well, I want to finish with just two quick non-political questions. First, earlier this year, at the end of the summer, Justin McElroy ran a poll bracket competition on CBC looking for Vancouver's unofficial ambassador, and ultimately Canuck the Crow from East Van won. Who would be your unofficial ambassador for these lands?
The unofficial ambassador for these lands, of course, would have to be... I thought about this a lot, and we have a statue in Musqueam, and it's called the Runner. And the Runner was a person that was picked by our community members that stood on the bluff of Point Grey, that would always that would be sort of the sentry that would look out and welcome people. If they were intruders, they'd run back to our community and make sure that we knew those sorts of things. So these are the sorts of things that I think about, is these are the people that welcome our people to our community, and we've been doing that for thousands of years. So if you go down to the Musqueam community and you come into our community, you'll see a couple of statues around there called the Runner. So that would probably be the person that I would pick.
That's been one of my favorite answers so far. My other question I'm going to ask you is, Vancouver's changed a lot, even just in the last, several decades since Expo 86. What's one thing that the city or the area has lost that you wish we could bring back, whether it's a venue or a feature or a landmark or something like that?
For me, growing up with my father, who lost his father when he was 10 years old, but always instilled in me that you should be proud to be of Chinese descent. And he would bring me down to Chinatown. And he would bring me down because that's where he grew up half his life. And for me, I haven't seen Chinatown be as vibrant as it was when he was younger. So how can we bring Chinatown back? Because I'm proud to be, in a little way, a descendant of that area as well. And I think Chinatown is a place that, you know, we need to lift up and make sure that, you know, this is a world-class place. It's a place that my parents lived in, and I would love to see that come back and be as vibrant as it was when I was a child and my father was a child.
All right. Well, thank you for the time. If people want to find out more about your campaign, where can they find you?
Well, I'm on Twitter at Wade Grant, Instagram at Wade Grant Vancouver. My website is www.wadegrant.ca.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.